This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. As we speak, the 100th anniversary ceremonies at Fenway Park are concluding as the Red Sox get ready to start a three-game series with the New York Yankees.
It was 100 years ago on this very date, at this very hour, on this very field, that the Boston Red Sox were preparing to play Fenway Park's first major league game against the New York Highlanders, who 1 year later became the New York Yankees.
Not even on a happy day such as this can a Fenway crowd contain its hatred of the evil empire. WBUR's Karen Given is in Fenway Park right now. Karen, first of all, what part of the park are you in?
Well, right now I am standing on the concourse because the stands are just absolute pandemonium. And you know, it's an interesting day on the concourse. While I was waiting for you to come on, Dennis Eckersley just walked by. So it's that kind of day.
That kind of day. Terrific day. So tell us a little bit more about what's happened in those ceremonies so far.
Well, so as pretty much every living member of the Red Sox came out onto the field one by one. Let me tell you, it's really good that the Field of Dreams theme song is super, super long, because it must have been 20 minutes of just player after player after player walking out. They were all wearing the jerseys of the era that they played in, which was kind of cool. And really, I can't think of anyone other than Curt Schilling who wasn't there.
You know, Karen, we were watching it here on television, and pretty much the entire WBUR staff was huddled around the TV feeling quite emotional about it. Any particular big names and faces that you thought were special to see on the field today?
Well, without a doubt, the most special thing to see was Johnny Pesce and Bobby Doerr being wheeled out onto the field by Tim Wakefield and Jason Veritek. I think that was just like a really special moment for everyone. Those are all of them are just such wonderful names and have such history. And then to see the reverence of the players feeling out the older players was just really special.
And I understand also that former manager Terry Francona actually showed up, even though he said he wouldn't. He was there, though.
He did show up, and it came out a couple of days ago that he would be here, but I think everyone was still just absolutely excited and happy when he came out on the field. And, you know, you spoke of even on happy days, Red Sox fans are still Red Sox fans. So, of course, they had to sort of thumb their noses at the administration here. They gave him absolutely the biggest cheers, the biggest applause, and my whole section started chanting, Tito, Tito, Tito.
Well, Karen, other people wearing Red Sox jerseys today also. We saw Keith Lockhart wearing a red Sox jersey. John Williams, the famous conductor, was there. He was in a bow tie and white coat, conducting members of the Boston Pops in the premiere of his new Fanfare for Fenway. Let's listen to that for a quick second. Wonderful music for a wonderful day. Karen, give us your thoughts on the game that's about to start.
Well, I don't know exactly how much of the game I'm going to see. This is one of those, you know, Fenway, the Red Sox had claimed to have sold out every game for the past 9 years. So this is one of those games that is actually sold out, and I'm in one of those special or very Fenway seats where you can only see second base and the outfield. You know, I don't really know. The Red Sox are not off to a great start. They're 4-8, but I don't really think anyone here is here to see them win or lose. I think everyone here is just be part of the day and part of the excitement.
WBUR's Karen Given is a producer for NPR's Only a Game with Bill Littlefield, reporting live for us from Fenway Park today. Karen, thanks so much.
Thank you.